my best friend is Ankita.
Okay. So what do you like to watch on TV?
Cartoons, Doraemon and Masha and the Bear and cartoons like that.
Okay. And do you like telling stories?
I love to read storybooks. Actually, okay. I finished one storybook in one day.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, so do you like listening to stories then? Apart from reading?
Yes, ma'am. I also like to listen to stories on computer.
Okay then. So, now, okay, tell me, can you see my screen?
No, ma'am.
You can't?
Yes, ma'am. Now I can see.
Okay then. Just a second now. Give me a second. Yeah. Okay then. So now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has the red computer. And you will be this girl who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not be able to see it on my red computer, okay? Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell. Okay? So, look, there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story. Go ahead, choose one.
I'm choosing.
Tell me which one.
And the first one.
The sun one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. The story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue. The story will appear in color so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now, the whole story is open on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. Are you ready to tell the story?
Can you give me 5 minutes to think?
Sure. Go ahead. ready, beta?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, you'll have to see, tell the stories part by part. Okay. So, look at the pictures and try to tell the best story you can. Tell me a story.
One day, a mama goat was grazing with her two little baby sheep. Then, suddenly she saw that one of the babies was drowning in a very deep pond. So, to rescue her baby, she dived into the pond and pushed the baby with her horn. But a fox was observing every movement of what they were doing. And when he got a chance, he grabbed a leg of the other baby who was grazing in the meadow. A crow who was also Mama Goat's childhood friend, was also seeing all of this. So what he did is he just dived and bit the tail of the fox. And at that time, when the fox screamed, Mama Goat saw what was happening. Then she also attacked the fox with her horns, and the crow drove the fox away from them, and the three were united again. The mama goat, and the babies were united again, and they went to their home happily.
Very good, very good. So look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now we both can see the story. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay? Did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Nice.
So, let's ask you some questions. Huh. So, tell me, why do you think the cat jumps or leaps for... Sorry, I'm giving you the wrong questions. Just a second. Give me 1 second, okay? 1 second. Okay, now the questions I was going to ask. So why was the mother goat in the water?
The mother goat was in the water to save her baby who was drowning.
So how does the baby goat feel?
Ma'am?
How does the baby goat feel?
Ma'am, I can't actually understand what are you saying.
I was asking, so you can see there are baby goats in the picture, right? So how does the baby goat feel in the pictures?
The baby goat was nibbling on the grass.
The other baby goat?
The baby goat was getting rescued by his mother.
Okay. So, when the baby goat was getting rescued by the mother, how do you think the baby goat was feeling?
The baby goat was actually, I think the baby goat was feeling very scared when he was in the water. But when her mama came to rescue, I think he felt safe as she pushed him with her horns to the shore safely.
Okay, so give me a second again. Okay. So, why does the fox jump or leap forward?
The fox jumped forward to eat that little baby who was grazing. And mama didn't know that the fox was going to eat her baby.
How does the fox feel?
I think the fox was feeling very famishing, very hungry, to see that baby goat, that tender flesh he was going to eat, was feeling excited, and he was feeling very hungry.
So, in the next bunch of photos, after the crow bit the fox, how do you think the fox is feeling then?
The fox was feeling very painful. The crow bit him, so he was feeling... Yes, feeling very, I think it was painful. I think he was feeling with pain in his throat and his bushy tail.
Okay.
As the crow bit.
Okay. So, why does the bird bite the fox's tail?
Because the bird bit the fox tail as it was a friend of the goats.
Okay. So imagine that the bird sees the goats. How does the bird feel?
Ma'am, if it will be a carnivorous bird, then it will just attack one of, just like an eagle, then it will attack. But it's a crow, so they are also, but they are omnivorous. And it is, so I think, I don't know.
Okay, so let me tell you, why do you think the bird is feeling good, fine, or happy after helping the goats?
I think it was feeling very, very, very satisfied and very happy to help the goats.
Okay. So who does the mother goat like the best? The fox or the bird? And why?
The bird, as it saved her baby.
Okay. Good. Good, good. Very good. Very proud of you. You have done very well. And thank you so much for helping me in my project.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, then. See you. Bye-bye. Take care.
You take care too. Bye.
Bye.